And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start today with House Republicans who are diving into a troubling FEMA scandal after whistleblowers exposed an official ordering workers to skip homes with Trump signs during Florida disaster relief. Though that particular supervisor has been fired, the fact that anyone thought political beliefs should determine disaster assistance shows just how deep our institutional rot goes. And shoemaker Steve Madden says he's not waiting around to see what January brings. The footwear giant is already slashing its Chinese manufacturing by 45% ahead of Trump's promised tariffs. And in Illinois, a federal judge just reminded Governor Pritzker that fundamental rights aren't subject to political fashions, striking down the state's ban on semi-automatic weapons. At least some courts still take "shall not be infringed" at face value. And in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul is following up her radical abortion amendment with something called the Empire State Freedom Initiative. Sounds patriotic, doesn't it? Well, no, it's not really, because the irony of using freedom to describe the nation's most extreme abortion regime would be amusing if it wasn't so tragic. Now to Yale, where a chief psychiatry resident has a novel prescription for post-election stress. Cut off your Trump-supporting family members this holiday season. The doctor suggests telling relatives their votes went against your livelihood. Remember when psychiatrists at least tried to help people build stronger relationships? You know, tell me about your childhood, that kind of thing. Yeah, well, I guess not so much anymore. And recently, a CNN panel perfectly captured the cultural moment of our nation. As a Republican strategist tried discussing parents' concerns about biological males in women's sports, another panelist shouted him down, saying, quote, "they're not boys." Apparently, even attempting to have this conversation is now forbidden on national television. And a young woman's viral video is cutting through the hysteria with one simple question.
What rights am I losing? And if the only rights we're talking about are allowing men to come into the bathroom with me and play in women's sports and the right to kill an unborn child, I'm sorry, you're crazy and kind of demonic.
The silence from progressive quarters is actually deafening. And we wrap with tragedy in Nigeria, where real persecution continues without CNN panels to discuss it. Fulani herdsmen ambushed and killed another Christian recently, just a week after murdering a mother and son in their home. The death toll just keeps on rising while the world continues to look the other direction. As we tell you so frequently around here, please continue praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.